For the first time, scientists have used DNA collected just from water samples to conduct a fish migration study. For 6 months, researchers from Rockefeller University took 1 liter water samples each week from the East River and Hudson River in New York. As fish swim, they leave traces of their DNA in the water, from the slimy outer coating on their bodies or in their waste. By using this environmental DNA, called eDNA, the scientists were able to determine which fish swam through the water on each test day. The eDNA data correlated with previous fish migration studies using trawls with fish nets that had taken many years to conduct. This new technique requires a fraction of the work and cost of trawling and doesn't harm any fish. As for the results, the researchers identified the DNA of 42 species of fish, including most of those known to inhabit the rivers, such as menhaden, striped bass, and toadfish. eDNA also provided the researchers with a mystery, as they found DNA of species such as tilapia, salmon, and red snapper, species that don't swim in the Hudson River. But they are fish commonly eaten by New Yorkers, leading the scientists to conclude that the DNA probably passed through humans and the wastewater treatment system. The researchers note that this could provide yet another use for eDNA, helping to identify endangered species being sold as food in local stores and restaurants. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Don Lyman.